If you have two sons and say you have not only sons but you have
daughters.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And if you don't have boys, you have
girls.
All right. If a woman's going to say is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, who would you send for if there's no doctor?
Midwife.
I met this midwife this summer. I was still working at the paper, mm-hmm. and I met this midwife, and she's a black lady. She's delivered about 600 children
out in the country.
Yeah. Okay, and if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy...
Have the same what?
If they look alike, you'd say the boy...
Fables.
Okay. And if a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say she has blank three children.
She's raised three children.
Okay. Have you ever heard fetched or brought up?
Brought up.
Okay, say you're talking to this little boy and he's been real bad and you're going to get back to him or get back at him. You can say, I'm going to give you a...
damn whip.
Okay, we're going to talk about some more principal parts of the verbs. You say, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say, Bob, you certainly have blank big.
Grown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yesterday I blank 2 inches.
I grew 2 inches.
And I have...
grown.
Alright. Okay, a child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
bastard.
Alright, have you ever heard it called anything else? A bush child.
Illegitimate.
Okay. You ever heard it called a Sunday baby?
Uh-uh.
I hadn't either. Buzzard egg. Buzzard egg. Come by chance. Hmm. Okay. If you say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot blank.
Meaner.
No, using the same form of
lot,
love.
Oh, say lot sweeter.
Okay. All right. Would you say a lot loving, or is mm-hmm. she more loving?
It's more loving.
All right. Your brother's son is called your...
my nephew.
All right. And a child that's lost its father and mother is called...
an orphan.
And a person appointed to look after an orphan is its...
guardian.
Okay. If you give a party and you ask all those that are related to you, they are called your...
family.
Alright. And, okay, say you're talking about still relatives and you're saying, yes, she has the same family name and does look like me, but I'm actually...
no kin.
Okay. And someone who comes into town and no one's ever seen him before, he's a...
stranger.
Okay, would you use another name for that? Is foreigner, would you use foreigner? Or is that different?
Well, damn Yankee.
Damn Yankee, that'd be a good one, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, we're going to talk now about proper names and first names of people. And the first one's real easy for you. It's your first name.
Oh, let me see.
Let me see if I can think of that one.
Mary.
Okay. George Washington's wife.
Martha.
All right. What, in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Maggie. No. Wait Till the Sun Shines. I don't know, Maggie. I don't know.
Name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah's quilting party. You ever heard that one? Or a nickname for Helen beginning with an N? Nellie?
Oh,
Nellie. That one? Okay. Nickname for a little boy named William beginning with a B?
Bill or Billy.
All right. Who wrote the first of the four Gospels? The other three, you know, were Mark, Luke, and John. Matt's a short name for it.
Matthew.
All right. A woman who conducts school is a...